This is my friend Kolenko. Kolenko is one of the dog of the Virgin University, and he's very smart. I love.
Get it. Bring me here. Give.
Thank you.
At Bergen University in Rohnert Park, Beatrice de la Osa spent 6 weeks learning how to train service dogs and train their trainers.
I think in the future, all the disabled people want to have this kind of dog.
That's exactly what she's working toward. Last week, de la Osa returned to Cuba. Using what she's learned at Bergen, the world's first accredited university for canine studies, she is helping to start her nation's very first training center for service dogs. She's bringing back two golden retriever puppies with her and is now scouting for a facility. It's all happening with the help of another former Bergen student.
My name is Davis Hahn. I'm from Mississippi.
Hahn says his dog, Booster, saved his life at a time when he was suicidal. He has since dedicated himself to working with Booster and showing other people what a difference a dog can make in their lives. Dogs, he says, are a way people can connect across political, cultural, and language barriers. After reading an article about Cuba one day, Hahn had a dream.
I was in Cuba surrounded by Cubans. I couldn't speak Spanish, they couldn't speak English, but we both spoke dog.
In 2011, Hahn visited the country and was delighted by the welcome that both he and his dog received. He had heard Booster might be quarantined and that he himself could be arrested.
The reality was I was greeted warmly by the guards at the airport. Within 72 hours, I was in a Cuban classroom showing the children how the dog opens the refrigerator.
Hahn toured the country, visiting schools, centers for the blind and disabled, and even appearing on educational television.
That's the power of the dog in society today.
Hahn decided he wanted to bring service dogs to Cuba, so he started a project he's calling Project Fidelity. Fidelity is also the name of a street dog Hahn adopted while in Cuba. Hahn says three things struck him about Cuban life: an emphasis on education, medicine, medical care is handled by the state, and the country trains doctors from all around the world for free, and discipline. Service dogs, he says, exemplify these qualities. Each dog costs about $50,000 to train. They're used in medicine, and they're extremely well-behaved.
They have a lot of discipline. That's why they're allowed to go indoors into venues that other dogs don't go into. So it seems to me it's a perfect fit for the Cuban model.
But that will require an expansion in the country's mindset, says De La Osa. Right now, people view dogs as pets.
The people need to change their mind, and I try to show the new things about the dog. I am very happy they have in my life this opportunity, because I think really I changed the society in Cuba.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.